RNZ Pacific, Malole Soifua, I'm Maria Tuila Epitela with a bulletin of news. Over 19,000 COVID shots were administered during Samoa's two-day mass vaccination campaign, but it's below what officials hoped to achieve. At a press conference yesterday, Chairman of the National Emergency Operations Committee, Angafeli Shemleo, and Director General of Health, Leosa Dr. Take Naseri, said preliminary figures indicate that 12,228 received their first dose and 7,339 are now fully immunised with their second dose. Leosa said this means that 93.3% of the eligible population have had their first dose, but only 46.6% have been fully vaccinated. A total of 113 mobile teams in Opolu and 41 in Savai canvassed the country over the 2 days to try to vaccinate the remaining 28% of the eligible population. One of the main challenges teams faced were people who did not want to be vaccinated. Nauru's president has told the United Nations General Assembly that Taiwan should be able to participate fully in the UN and World Health Organization. Speaking on the global pandemic response, Lainoa Angumea said Taiwan and other partners had given great support to Nauru to help it remain COVID-19 free. He urged the UN to ensure Taiwan's people enjoy the same rights as those of other nations.
Accessing these polymetallic nodule resources is critical to building the clean energy transitions we need and towards a circular economy. These polymetallic nodules are needed to transform big and small countries' energy systems and support our fight against the climate crisis.
China continues to oppose Taiwan's involvement as an equal partner at the UN or WHO. The Taliban will resume executions and the amputation of hands for criminals in a return to their harsh version of Islamic justice. Mullah Nuruddin Turabi, a veteran leader of the hardline Islamist group, says the punishments may not occur in public this time. The BBC's Anbaranath son, Ether Rajan, reports.
The former head of the Taliban's notorious religious police said cutting off hands had a strong deterrent effect and was good for security. Mullah Nuruddin Turabi dismissed outrage over past public executions, saying no one could dictate to the Taliban what their laws should be. Earlier, the Taliban's acting defense minister, Mullah Muhammad Yaqub, rebuked Islamist fighters for carrying out unauthorized killings. He said, following a general amnesty, no Taliban member had the right to take revenge on anyone.
A targeted effort to vaccinate the Samoan community in Auckland this weekend is underway. The newly named mobile clinic Basufika Vax was unveiled yesterday morning in Mangere. Dr. Siro Vaifuatai is helping run the clinics, which will vaccinate about 3,000 people over the next 3 days. He says it remains a challenge to reach some members of the community, and they are working with local council on best ways to connect. The bus will be open from today until Sunday. A Chinese cell phone maker is rejecting claims its devices censor content that China does not like. Lithuania's defense ministry has claimed Xiaomi phones have a feature used to censor terms to do with Taiwan, Tibet or democracy. New Zealand's Government Communications Security Bureau says it's aware of the international reports. Xiaomi is one of the world's largest phone makers. A spokesperson told RNZ its devices do not censor communications to or from users. They say it has never restricted or blocked any of the personal behaviours of smartphone users and will never do so. British consumers are being urged not to panic buy despite some petrol stations closing due to fuel supplies not reaching them. It's been caused by a shortage of lorry drivers rather than fuel itself. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps says that he won't rule out drafting in the military to help with deliveries.
Certainly won't rule anything out at all. We'll look at all the various different contingency measures. But one of the absolute key things, as I say, to relieve this blockage created by not being able to... When we had the lockdown, we weren't testing any lorry drivers at all. That's what's actually primarily caused the problem, plus the global squeeze because everyone's gone back to ordering stuff. And so a lot more deliveries being made. And those are the issues that are at heart of this.
The British haulage industry says it needs 100,000 more drivers after 25,000 returned to Europe before Brexit and the pandemic halted the qualification process for new workers. Auckland Council expects a surge of outdoor dining licence applications from cafes and restaurants preparing to do curbside service at alert level 2. It's extending the expiry date on existing licences and says that the new ones will be processed quicker to help with social distancing and capacity limits. Auckland Councillor Linda Cooper says businesses are preparing for a more challenging alert level 2 than last time due to more restrictions like increased social distancing.
Often the costs outweigh the revenue, and that can be difficult for people already facing losses. And so I guess for most of them, they've just got to try and do the best they can. But I really feel for people in hospitality, it's been really tough. And I suppose that's why we're trying to make things easier.
Auckland Council is also asking businesses to check their alcohol licence is up to date. The US president says there will be repercussions for Border Patrol agents over the harsh treatment of Haitian migrants at the southern border, calling it an embarrassment to the nation. The influx of thousands of Haitians has drawn international attention after viral photos showing agents on horseback using reins against the migrants. The President Joe Biden says the agents will be held to account.
It's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has launched an investigation. In sport, former All Blacks and Wallabies skills coach Mick Byrne has been appointed as the new head coach of the Fijian Ndrua. Byrne's international coaching experience includes 2 Rugby World Cups, 5 Tri Nation titles, 5 Rugby Championships and 11 Bledisloe Cups with the All Blacks. He was the assistant skills coach for the All Blacks, the Wallabies, Japan and Scotland, as well as the assistant coach for the Auckland Blues from 2012 to 2014. Interim Ndrua CEO Brian Thorburn says Byrne's credentials are globally recognised and he's a wonderful addition to Fiji's rugby's first professional Super Rugby club. The New Zealand Warriors have teamed up with Vodafone to encourage New Zealanders to get vaccinated, with particular focus on their Māori and Pacifica fan base. For the last 2 seasons, COVID-19 has trapped the Warriors in Australia, and Warriors General Manager for Commercial, Glenn Critchley, says that the more people are vaccinated, the sooner the boys can be playing in Aotearoa, New Zealand again.
For us, it's a really big push to... Yeah, the more people can get vaccinated, the sooner we can get our boys back to playing at Mount Smart.
Glenn Critchley says a high proportion of fans hit within the targeted demographic for needing to get vaccinated, and the team wants to play their part and support the Get Vaccinated New Zealand message. England have scored their first ever netball series win in New Zealand after beating the Silver Ferns 49-45 in the third and final test in Christchurch. The home side, who were without captain Gina Crampton, vice-captain Zulu Fitzpatrick and shooter Tiana Metuaro, through injury, held a 10-goal lead at half-time. However, England made adjustments through the second half to peg back the deficit and record the win. The USA lead Europe 3-1 nearing the end of the opening foursomes at the Ryder Cup golf tournament in Wisconsin, and Lydia Ko is tied for 4th, 2 shots off the lead, nearing the second of her opening run at the latest LPGA tournament in Arkansas. The Australian women's cricketers have scored their 26th straight one-day international victory, beating India off the last ball for a 5-wicket win in Queensland. In men's provincial rugby, Waikato beat Tasman 39-22 in Nelson, and Souths will play in the NRL Grand Final after beating Manly last night by 36-16. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.